We're talking about like a pinhole. And once they find that pinhole, they can drive a Mack truck through it.
And what you try to do is identify what things that hacker could figure out to do. And you're almost doing ethical hacking in a way by looking at their system and saying, hey, these are where you're not being protected right now.
When you that's right. A great ethical hacker is someone who has a hacker's mind. You know, in some cases, you know, the white hat hacker today, like some of the best ones out.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Toss C3 podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Toss C3 podcast, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, Neil. How are you?
Absolutely. And our topic today is ethical hacking. I mean, we're talking all these different hacking. What is ethical hacking?
Well, sure. There's white hats and there's black hats, just like in the real world, right? So a black hat obviously is nefarious, doing bad stuff for illegal reasons. And a white hat is doing testing of bad stuff for positive reasons. So ethical hacking basically goes something like this. You hire an outside cybersecurity firm who either specializes in or has capabilities in ethical hacking. And what they do is they non-intrusively, and by intrusive, I'm not saying that they're not going to break into your network because they are, but in this case, intrusive means destructive. So non-destructively, they're going to crack your firewall, look for holes in anything that is facing to the public. So you might have databases that are exposed externally, even though there's a portal in front of them. You might have websites that have login portals that go back to your network. Any possible digital exposure that you have, they do a total assessment and actually hack them as if they were a black hat to hurt you. And what they're doing, though, is finding all of the weaknesses, they're documenting those, and then they'll put a remediation report and program together for you to make sure that these are closed, and then they're tested again, and then you're put on a regular maintenance program, like every quarter or every 6 months, you know, we're going to do this again to make sure that that happens. You know, it's prevention is much better than recovery, right? So, yeah.
So do you believe in that? Do you think it's always the best practice? Because then more and more people could just become, they learn this stuff and say, well, I'm going to get out of my job. I've been doing, going these hackathons and doing these different things. Now I understand hacking. Why should I just stay in my job when I could go make more money hacking?
I think that's a great thing. If people are entrepreneurial and they're going to use their skills for good, you know, go ahead, set up a white hat operation and, you know, make a ton of money because these services are not inexpensive.
Okay. Well, what about if they do it for bad? So it's kind of like testing. What is your thought with, I mean, it's good that they're doing this ethical hacking.
Yeah. Here's the thing. 100% of the companies out there that offer you a free scan or a paid scan or whatever, what they're doing is that they're running tools against the surface, if you will, of your internal network, of all your computers, of your servers, of the operating systems, of your applications. They're running an external scan, if you will. They call it a vulnerability assessment, penetration testing, these types of things, against your firewalls, against the ports that are open, against your websites. And it's external. It's identifying issues, problems, open, known exploits, you know, service patches that aren't up to date that can be exploited, and all vulnerabilities that are already known and some that are unknown. Then they take that information and then you patch those holes. What the ethical hacking is doing is taking it one step further. It's kind of part of an advanced penetration test where, you know, what a soft penetration test is doing, really autonomous type penetration. It's automated. It's poking at things that it knows where to poke and how to poke because they're known. Excuse me. White hat hacking is taking that penetration much deeper. You know, it is going in and actually by hand, you know, using tools that are known and are given and some that you create yourself against this environment based on what you've found that they have and discovered, so that you can get in a little bit deeper and expose, you know, the real gaping holes, if you will. And gaping holes, you know, for a great hacker, you know, we're not talking about, you know, giant like holes. We're talking about like a pinhole. And once they find that pinhole, they can drive a Mack truck through it.
And what you try to do is identify what things that hacker could figure out to do. And you're almost doing ethical hacking in a way by looking at their system and saying, hey, these are where you're not being protected right now when you
do that's right. A great ethical hacker is someone who has a hacker's mind. You know, in some cases, you know, the white hat hacker today, like some of the best ones out there, have been in prison, you know, have been arrested by the FBI and so on. And now they are using their skills for good. And they're really helping the security industry, you know, identify things and find things that they don't even know about because their minds aren't thinking that way.
Well, it's definitely something to think about, to understand that we need to constantly be on guard in our minds. We have to think about, we could be hacked anytime. So the average everyday person, it's interesting when you talk about regular security, physical security, that we always have to be alert in our environment. When we get on the internet, we have to be as alert as if we're walking out on the street where there's a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, total vigilance is always the best thing. You know, I'll say it a million times, don't click on anything you don't want to click on, you're not sure about, you don't know where it came from. Don't open anything that you don't know where it came from. This especially is an email. I can't tell you how many phishing attempts that I get personally every single day where, you know, oh, toss voice message, or, oh, this is your new, from the TOS help desk, you know, this is your new security, you know, click here to update your 365, you know, there's a potential breach on Twitter, all these different things all day long, all day. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate it, Greg.
Thanks,
again,
Neil.
The best place again is go to TOSC3.com right now and schedule a call for today. All right. Thanks again. That was, again, the TOSC3 podcast, guys. Take care. We'll be right back.